For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost and tied to Ferris State last weekend, playing the North Star Cup this weekend, joined by sophomore goalie Mike Bitzer out of Moorhead. Bits, you know that when you play Ferris, they're going to be tight games. Always have been. Do you go into a game approaching the game any differently when you know that goals are going to be at a premium?
No, I try to approach it the same way, but at the same time, it's always in the back of your head. And like I said, every game we've had with those guys since I've been here, it's been a one-goal game, so you're always aware of it.
Goalies get a lot of credit when you win and take a lot of blame, unfortunately, when you don't win. What's your process of moving on after a loss?
Well, either win or lose, you got to move on. Just worry about the next day, because if you look in the past too long, you're not really focusing on getting better for the future. So win or lose, just try to keep getting better the next day and move on from it.
Stats can be interpreted a lot of different ways. There's no lie, though, your numbers have been better here since 2016. The teams have been winning, too. Do you think those correlate at all, or is it just kind of the way that the game's been played here since that trip to Alaska?
Well, I think the team's been playing really well. I think that definitely helps my numbers. And I had a slow start to begin the season, but I've felt a lot more confident these last few weeks, and hopefully that trend can keep going.
On or off the ice, what was the best part of that trip to Alaska?
The food was unreal, and winning was pretty good too, but the food was really good.
What was the hardest part of that 10 days?
Probably the sleep schedule, just because the time change. The first few nights, you're going to sleep late and getting up early. Then by the end of the trip, you're on their time. So you come back for Monday class and you're going to bed at 4 a.m. and trying to get up at 8. So time change wasn't too easy.
You and the team had a lot of success last year at the North Star Cup. What was that like, playing that well and you personally being the MVP?
Great experience. And the team really came together that weekend. And I believe that was a turning point last season. We were playing pretty well after Christmas, and then we had a tough weekend in Lake State last year, and then went to the North Star Cup, and I feel like really showed what we were made of there, and really rode it throughout the rest of the regular season, and hopefully we can do that again this year.
First game, Minnesota. Their record might not be great, but it's still Minnesota, and then either Minnesota State or St. Cloud, all three teams that you could be playing this weekend are really, really good. I know it's cliche, one game at a time, but that is how you approach it, isn't it?
Yeah, you had to approach it one period at a time, because you get too worried about later parts of the game, or if you're not worried about the moment, those guys will be on you pretty quick and makes the game a little faster.
What's it like playing in that building with all those people yelling and screaming either for or against you?
Oh, that's great. I've been fortunate enough to play there a few times in high school, and then last year in the North Star Cup. So, it's an experience that you'll never forget, and you just got to enjoy the moment.
Best of luck.
Thank you.